the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Labor is Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Furloughs have started at the major airlines.
Federal pandemic relief has run out. More than 32,000 airline employees got furlough notices. American and United Airlines say they could reverse the furloughs if there is quick agreement in Congress to help the embattled airline industry. The White House proposal includes $20 billion for airlines. The money would be used to keep workers on the payroll for six more months through next March. The four big airlines have lost more than $10 billion since the start of the pandemic. The payroll has already been shrinking, but they still have more people than they need because air travel is down nearly 70% from a year ago. I'm Ed Donahue.
The White House is defending President Trump's handling of questions about white supremacy. Correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In a combative press briefing with reporters, spokeswoman Kayleigh McEnany denied that the president has a mixed record on the issue of condemning white supremacy.
His record on this is unmistakable, and it's shameful that the media refuses to cover it.
She said the president denounced hate groups at the Cleveland debate and again on Wednesday when he said the Proud Boys should stand down. Pointing to past statements by Mr. Trump, McEnany said he has condemned white supremacy more than any president in modern history. Greg Clugston reporting.
Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas tells the Salem Radio Network Democrats are planning radical changes for government if they win the election in November.
The Democrats are angry at the American people for not giving them total control in Washington for the last 10 years. If they win this election, they're not going to let the American people do that to them again.
Cotton claims that Democrats will pack the Supreme Court, eliminate the Electoral College, and admit two new states to gain four more Democrat seats in the Senate. On Wall Street, the Dow by 35 points, the NASDAQ rose 159, the S&P 500 advancing 17, and oil down $1.50 to $38.72 a barrel. More at townhall.com.
When does a person get rights?
When a person is a person.
All across our nation is divided. In our homes, in social media, everywhere you turn. But what is at the heart of this division? In the new movie, Divided Hearts of America, Super Bowl champion and executive producer Benjamin Watson searches for the truth.
This is one of the worst possible choices that any woman and her family has to make.
You'll discover why the most polarizing debate of this century boils down to the sacred dignity of human life.
There is no personhood under law. We don't have that in this country.
With Divided Hearts of America, you'll learn what you need to be armed to fight what divides us and come to a place of real unity with empathy, healing, and real hope. Be part of the change and watch Divided Hearts of America. Go to SalemNow.com to purchase. Use promo code Taylor for 20% off. SalemNow.com, promo code Taylor.
During the global pandemic and shutdown, a lot of us have lost track of friends around the country. Hey, Kevin Wall here. You don't trust flying, and a two-day drive to St. Louis isn't all that appealing, but you still want to show some love to the ones you miss so much. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 18 flavors. And you can even put you or your family's picture on the label with a message that says, "We miss you." If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn, so use Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn for your next church or school fundraiser. Oh, and did I mention, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn tastes great. Check out their amazing new website at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. That's Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
It's 5:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. On the third anniversary of the October 1 shooting spree, Governor Sisolak has declared today Vegas Strong Day in Nevada. Nevada flags will be flown at half-staff at all public buildings. The governor's proclamation recognizes the first responders, law enforcement officers, and everyone else who provided support during the attack, which killed 58 people and injured hundreds of others. Meanwhile, a judge has approved an $800 million settlement for the victims of the mass shooting on the Strip. A deal between MGM Resorts and lawyers representing thousands of victims was finalized yesterday. Robert Eglet, one of the attorneys representing the Route 91 Harvest Festival victims, called the settlement approval a significant point towards getting the money to those victims. More than 2,000 workers based at McCarran Airport could be out of jobs beginning today. Since the COVID-19 outbreak began, thousands of flight attendants, baggage handlers, and food workers have been getting at least partial pay through the $25 billion in federal grants and loans to the nation's airline industry. Well, that came to an end yesterday. Airline and airport-related companies could begin to furlough or lay off more than 2,100 workers. And that begins today, October 1st.
KCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Got a crash 95 southbound at Russell. The left lanes are blocked there. Also, we're getting some heavy volumes on the Beltway. 215 westbound at Gibson, 215 west at the 15 interchange, and expect delays on Boulder Highway South. That's between Charleston and Sahara.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three! On this Thursday, always good to have you with us, and good to have Heidi Harris with us, because Thursdays have improved immeasurably for me, because I get to spend some time with my friend Heidi Harris. You hear her every morning, weekdays, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., morning show host here on AM 670 KMZQ. Where were you on 1 October, 3 years ago? Today?
I was unemployed, and I was between gigs, as they say, on the beach, as we say in radio. And I was awakened by my phone dinging at 2 in the morning. And
oh my God.
Pretty soon after that, it was weird because I wasn't on local radio at the time, but I was on somewhere in the country from 4 o'clock in the morning until 8 o'clock that night. I was doing all the East Coast radio shows. All my friends were calling me, and then I did a whole bunch of cable news, and then I did a bunch of other radio shows in the afternoon. And so I was literally on all day everywhere but here. It was a weird thing. But just, and you've told, I know your listeners this, that this literally happened feet from where our radio studio is. That's
yeah.
What's crazy about it.
Yeah. And all those people that were running away from the gunfire were running right past our front door.
That's exactly right, which is just incredible.
Let me just ask you, though, and I've had people debate me on this over the last 3 years. I don't think we have found the truth. I know Metro put out a report, and the state put out a report, and a whole bunch of people put out a report. But I get the sense that maybe there's something we don't know here. And I don't know if the CIA is involved or gun running or anything like that. But I just don't get a sense we're being told the truth. Do you?
Yeah, you know what? I don't know. I did write about this in my book, because my book, I was finishing it up as this happened. I don't know. I know too many cops. I think that I would have heard something from somebody. Mm-hmm. I think they really didn't know that Stephen Paddock was a threat. He had some kind of a beef. Who knows what it was? And And, you know, I'm not one to automatically believe what authorities tell me about anything. I think there's a lot we're not told about all kinds of situations. But I just don't know if there's some big conspiracy. You know, everybody wants to make everything a conspiracy. I don't know that there was. And there were a lot of people who said, oh, I heard gunshots at, you know, over at Hooters, and I heard them this. And I heard, that doesn't mean anything. The fact that somebody's doing a mass shooting and you heard gunfire, you think, from somewhere else, doesn't mean it was coming from somewhere else. So a lot of the 911 reports that happened that night were unreliable. And I'm not saying that, I'm, listen, there could be things you and I don't know. I don't believe it. I looked at the sheriff. You saw the press conferences. This guy looked like he hadn't slept in a week. And I just seriously doubt this is a guy who was in on some kind of conspiracy. And I know there are folks who have tried to say that. I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me.
King Sisolak spoke the other day. 4 o'clock news conference, and at that news conference, he announced that he was kind of loosening the strings a little bit, upping the capacity of crowds that can gather. Did anything really change, though?
You know what? I don't think so. And it's so weird because I read through the report, and if you have live entertainment, you have to be 25 feet away from the audience. Live entertainment, like a band or something. But then if it's ambient music, so maybe just a piano player or a guitar player and a singer, then that's a different deal. You know, if you're the piano player at Nordstrom or the piano player at a restaurant, I mean, who defines ambient music? Is it whether you're singing Smooth Operator or New York, New York? I mean, this is stupidity. It doesn't make any sense. And this whole thing about how people need to have groups or pods or this or that, and let's say you go to the Smith Center and you want to see a show, and you're in a particular group or pod. I mean, this is literally coming from his literature. Then you can't go across the aisle to go visit people because they're in another pod. I mean, it's just such stupidity, and everybody jumping through ridiculous hoops, and either we can get this easily or we can't. And, you know, as you and I have discussed many times, the whole goal was never to stop life until this thing passed forever. That was never the way it was supposed to be, and that's what it's turned into.
I've heard all kinds of stuff, and I know a lot of the Trump people are saying, you watch what happens November 4th, all these blue state governors will all say, oh, okay, well, we'll loosen it up. Everybody's free to go about their business. Do you believe that?
I don't know that I believe it. And even if it's true, initially, a couple months ago, I might have told you yes. I'm not sure because I think they're enjoying the power that they have. And I also think there are a lot of people who are flat-out scared. I've been stunned to see so many people I know who really aren't at great risk of dying from this, just terrified to go anywhere, terrified to do anything, freaked out about, oh, we need a vaccine or this or that, or you all should stay in your house another 6 months or whatever. So all they have to do is stoke fear in the media, and then people start to believe this. I'm not talking about the ones at risk. I'm talking about the ones at low risk. I don't know if they're going to feel comfortable going out again. And as long as we have to wear masks, and some people are saying this could be another year until there's a vaccine or whatever, if we have to do that, that's going to curtail a lot of things. But I can tell you right now, having been on a couple planes over Labor Day weekend, wearing a mask on a plane is absolute misery. And that is going to hurt us for a very long time, I think.
And most of the flights that you leave Las Vegas on are headed to the East Coast or the Midwest, and you're going to be there for 2.5, 3, or 4 hours. That would be misery. I keep hearing, and I wanted to see if you have had your antennae up, relative to recall efforts on Sisolak. Is there anything? I know there was something going on 6 months ago, and then all of a sudden it recited. They figured they couldn't get the the signatures. Are you hearing more stuff now? I mean, I've just heard it from two different sources up north.
Well, I hear people want to do it, and that's all fine and dandy, and I get it. Like the people who wanted to recall Michelle Fiore and all this, and I'm not against recalls. I'd love to get rid of this clown tomorrow. But the problem is that it's hard to get signatures right now. Recall efforts are rarely successful. And what they ultimately need to do, the Republicans, is get a fantastic candidate to run against Sisolak when he runs for re-election, because clearly he's going to. I keep getting his fundraising emails. I don't know how I got on that list. But clearly he's going to run for re-election. So the Republicans have to come up with a good candidate. Not yesterday's news, not old leftovers in your fridge where you pull the foil off and go, oh, this guy again. No, somebody new, somebody who's got some good ideas to get us back on track financially in Vegas, especially, of course, statewide, but certainly in Vegas. We need a decent candidate to run against him. That, to me, is more, much more the solution.
Heidi, let me ask you, in our final couple of minutes, we are 33 days away from Election Day. October 17 is the first day of early voting. What do you expect? And as these debates keep going by, everybody seems to have a different opinion of how Trump did in the first debate. What do you expect in these final debates? What do you expect in these final 33 days?
Well, I think it's kind of interesting that Trump doesn't want to have to play by any different rules in the next couple of debates. I don't know if they'll have them. I didn't think they'd have the first one, so I was wrong about that. I thought they'd try to weasel out of it. But, you know, maybe they'll do additional debates. I think the vice presidential debate will be interesting. I know a lot of people don't care about the vice president, but we all know Mike Pence is going to run for president, probably, I would assume, in 2024. So I think it'll be worth watching. And Kamala Harris, you know, is you know, kind of a horrible witch. So that'll be interesting to see. You know, Donald Trump has to prove to people, the undecided, that he's not a bully. Now, I know he interrupted a lot during the debate. So did Biden. And by the way, Trump didn't name call. One of my friends watched the debate again, every minute of it, very slowly. And she said, you know who called the names? Was only Biden. Of course, I had watched it live, so I remembered that. But Biden was the one calling names, calling him a clown, telling him to shut up, those kinds of things that Trump wasn't doing. And so, but Donald Trump's got to be able to sit back and relax and maybe not be on the defensive so much. I know he was because he knew he was going to be debating Chris Wallace and Joe Biden. He knew that, and that's exactly what happened. And he got in a lot of things he would never have gotten in had he waited for Chris Wallace to give him any shot. So it'll be fascinating to see, you know, as the news cycle changes every day.
Yeah, it does. And what I want to see is I want to see if this president is smart enough, and I think he is, to ease back on the throttle, just a skosh. It doesn't have to be a big. He doesn't have to become a milquetoast overnight, but just let Joe Biden hang himself.
Yeah, I mean, that's what should have happened with Chris Wallace. When Joe Biden, for example, couldn't name one law enforcement group that supported him, Chris Wallace should have let him twist in the wind, and he didn't do it. He jumped in there to save Biden, and that was a mistake, but it didn't surprise me at all because I figured Chris Wallace would do that. So that's the kind of thing that sometimes you just let somebody flounder, everybody figures out you can't answer it. So unfortunately, Trump didn't do that. Of course, it wasn't Trump's job to do that. But yeah, it'd be fun to see. And I'm looking forward to seeing the next couple debates. And I don't know if any minds are changed by these things, though, Kevin. I really don't. I think the people who hate Trump go, see, he's a jerk. And the ones who are voting for Biden just because he's not Trump, I think they're still going with Biden at this point.
Well, and by the way, I saw, Kristen Soltis Anderson, a Republican pollster, said her numbers show only 2% are undecided. 2%?
Yeah, I've heard it's pretty low this time, that it used to be bigger, and maybe it's a smaller number than it has been in the past, but I think it's going to depend on what happens in the next 30 days. I mean, you know how the news cycle changes all the time, and now they're back to trying to make him look like a white supremacist with the Proud Boys comment. And you saw what happened with Kayleen McEnany. I always get that wrong.
McEnany. That's okay.
McEnany, that's right. But, you know, that press conference got a little bit contentious. I don't know how many ways Trump can denounce white supremacy. Maybe he needs to come out and say, look, there's no place in America for anybody who's a racist of any kind, whether you hate black people, white people, Latinos, anybody. There's no place in America for any of those groups. That's what maybe he needs to say that to make these folks happy. But you know they hate him, and they don't care what he says. No matter how he says it, they're going to mischaracterize it.
Heidi, I got to let you go. You have a good one. We'll talk again tomorrow. We'll talk again tomorrow, 8:35 on your show, okay?
Yes, we will, my friend. Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Very good. Heidi Harris, 6 to 9 a.m. mornings right here on AM 670 KMZQ. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are. Do not touch that dial. One of the things I want you to hear, this is going to be great. Alex Villanueva is the LA County Sheriff, and how they caught the guy that allegedly shot at two LA County Sheriff's deputies. I mean, you're never going to believe this story. It's incredible. We'll get to that coming up in just a couple of minutes. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and
frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month, and there are no contracts and no commitments. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there's no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance, so your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall, or call 855-58-LIBERTY.
This is Dr. Robin Titus, Assembly Republican leader. This election is critical both to the future of our state and country. In Nevada, Democrats' total control has led to finance violations, backroom deals, and wasteful spending that's left Nevada families and businesses behind. The best way to stop the Democrats' abuse of power is to elect more Republicans this November. Please return your ballot as soon as you receive it, or make sure to vote in person. Let's keep President Trump in the White House and make Nevada great again. Paid for by Robin Titus for AD 38.
I'm Steve Siddall. According to a Pew Research Center report, among U.S. adults 50 and older, the divorce rate has doubled since the 1990s. So how does that affect retirement planning? For some answers, we turn to America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuda.
Well, Steve, just look at what you have and divide it by two. That's how it affects it. Look at the house you have, cut it in half. There was a story on the internet the other day about a guy who got a divorce settlement. The judge made him give half, so he actually got a chainsaw out and cut everything in half. Well, now he ruined everything, right? So now they have nothing left. But just think about the account balances you have now, and think if you could live on half of that. And unfortunately, divorces are rising. It's happening. Howie Carr, who's a famous talk show host on the East Coast, featured my new guide the other day on his show. It's called Women and Money, Beginning Your Journey Towards Financial Wellness. Folks, there's a lot of women out there who are getting divorced. This is for you. I guess guys could do this too, Steve, but a lot of women are not quite as educated as the male in the household, because traditionally the male has taken the leadership role. So now if you get divorced and don't have the person you've been depending on for money, this guide is invaluable to make sure you're on the right path. But Steve, any divorce is troublesome, and if you are in that situation, folks, let's make sure you get a proper plan put together based on your new stage of life. And it doesn't have to be as bad as you think it is. It's more important to be informed. So the next 10 people call, you'll get this guidebook that Howie Carr talked about. You'll also get my book, The 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. So vitally important as we approach retirement. And we'll put together your own retirement plan for you as well.
Well, that sounds fantastic, Coach. Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or better yet, just text the word VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
My son is 10. He has brain tumor, and he's fighting for his life. We are so amazed by St. Jude. We don't have to pay, and we don't have to worry. This really helps us so much. I really respect people who donate. Tommy can have a second chance. We as a family can have a second chance. So I'm very grateful.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Big name guests. The news of the day. Mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you on Thursday. Don't forget on Friday, the Friday song and all the fun that we have. We'll get a chance to do that. This is amazing stuff. You've seen that videotape of the two sheriff's deputies in Compton, California, and how they were a guy just walks past their squad car and starts firing into the windshield. How did they catch him? Alex Villanueva is the LA County Sheriff. He was on with Bill Hemmer this afternoon. And this is how they found the shooters of that Compton attack. This is cut number 7, go.
He was in custody already? How'd you figure out it was him?
Well, the ambush occurred on September 12th. On September 15th, we made an arrest of a carjacking suspect, a very violent one, where he carjacked the vehicle at gunpoint, shot the owner of the vehicle in the leg with a high-powered rifle. This happened on September 1st. On September 15th, 3 days after the ambush, our homicide investigators, our major crime detectives, had done a surveillance and located this suspect after a brief vehicle pursuit. He threw a gun out the window, and as a result of that, they recovered the weapon. Obviously, they arrested him for the carjacking, and subsequent analysis of the gun matched it to the ambush with the deputy.
When that arrest occurred, you said publicly there was no connection with him and the shooting of the other two. What changed, Sheriff?
Well, there was a suspicion, obviously, because of the violent nature and the proximity and the overall general description. However, there was nothing at the time we could say that pointed him towards the ambush. So we had to proceed very carefully, and they definitely worked hard with the forensic evidence of video technology. We had our high-tech crew doing downloading videos, and we captured all the moments that led up to the ambush, after the ambush, ditching of the vehicle. So we knew we were dealing with a four-door dark sedan, a Mercedes-Benz, which was the carjacked vehicle from September 1st.
Wow. Okay, three more points here. This was listed as age 36, Deontay Lee Murray. He is your suspect, confirmed on that. And he had an untraceable ghost gun. Could you help our audience explain what that is?
A ghost gun is a gun that it basically is ordered as a kit, and it's called an 80%er, the lower receiver of the weapon. And all the person has to do is drill a couple of holes, and they can assemble an entire gun, and is not registered, is untraceable. So this is what allows a prohibited person, convicted felons like Deontay Murray, to get a firearm in violation of all the registration laws. So we need new federal law to close this loophole that allows prohibited persons from arming themselves.
Noted on that. Did he give a motive? Have you figured that out yet, Sheriff?
Motive, we're going to leave that up to the DA's office at trial to establish that.
I thought that's an amazing piece of police work, to have the guy in custody and then to match up the forensics of that ghost gun. And I've heard of those ghost guns, and I've seen them sold. Yeah, very, very, very weird. By the way, one of the things we're going to do coming up in our next segment is we're going to talk to you. We are 33 days away from Election Day. 33 days. Early voting begins on October 17th. You've seen the debate, bizarre as it may have been. And the fact is that a lot of people are saying the debates aren't going to matter. That the final three debates, just they're not going to be a factor. Kristen Soltis Anderson, a Republican pollster, her findings are nationally that there's only 2% undecided. And I want to find out in our next segment if you are undecided. I want to find out. And I'm going to give you this number. This is a temporary number because our phone lines are down for just a couple of days. 702-798-0375. That's 702-798-0375. And I want to find out from you, are you undecided? Are you in the 98% or the 2%? And can I tell you something? I think there are a lot of you out there that may have told pollsters something that maybe wasn't the truth. And in fact, I was getting ready to do the show this afternoon when my cell phone went off, and there was a pollster, and they wanted to do a poll on abortion. I don't know why. They said it was going to take 8 minutes. It took 18 minutes, but that's okay. That's all right. It's okay. Anyway, we're going to do our own little polling here. So jump on the line right now, 702-798-0375. And we'll find out if you really are undecided. And I know that people have been telling pollsters all kinds of BS.